In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. I remember as a child when broadcast television was the only source of movies and specials. There's no streaming, no DVDs, no VCRs. You'd have to take whatever the networks gave you. You'd settle down to watch Wonderful World of Disney or Charlie Brown's special, and it came on when the networks decided. And there's no pause button to run, get snacks or anything like that. But what I really hated was just as you're getting settled into your show, sometimes an announcer would come on and say, "We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin," which as a kid was as boring as it was devastating. Boring because it was usually news I didn't care about. Devastating because the show didn't pause in the background. It kept running. The networks had timetables to keep. And as many minutes as the news guy talked, you missed that many minutes of the show. But once I remember an interruption that changed that opinion at least somewhat. In the late 70s, the U.S. Embassy in Iran had been assaulted and its employees had been held hostage for 444 days, substantially over a year. The story was in the news almost daily, and even as a kid, their fate was important to me. My parents talked about it, we talked about it in school, and I remember this. I remember I was watching a television show, and sure enough, that voice came on, "We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin." And the news anchor showed pictures of these men being led to a helicopter. I can still see it to this day. And brought news that the hostages were freed. After all that time, 444 days, the hostages were freed. And even in my kid brain, that was an interruption worth seeing. I was ecstatic. Even as a child, that interruption brought joy to my soul. Now, today's gospel is a familiar one, tax collector and the Pharisee. We always read this passage as we approach the beginning of our Lenten cycle. But what we may not remember is that when Jesus was first telling this story back in first century Israel, he was interrupted. This is actually a story in which the Bible tells us that Jesus got interrupted. It was this parable, as he was speaking, that mothers interrupted him by bringing infants to be blessed. And when the disciples see what's going on, the disciples are like, "No, no, no." And Jesus is like, "Yes, yes, yes." Jesus welcomes the interruption. And he takes and blesses those babies. And then he reminds us that children are the standard of faith by which anyone enters the kingdom of heaven. Not the other way around. And this famous moment of Jesus blessing the children is actually an interruption to the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee. I find it rather beautiful and poetic that today little Levi interrupts our Sunday of the tax collector and the Pharisee and shows us the way to the kingdom of heaven. Now, Stacy and Mike, I suspect that Levi has maybe once or twice interrupted your lives. He's got his little demands, you know, food and all that, right? And like those TV special interruptions of old, those are minutes you're not going to get back. But let me share something about the name Levi. I don't know if you know this, but Levi means joined together or united. That's what the name means. And there's a lot to learn from that name. There's a lot to learn from this little boy, because he will show us the way into the kingdom of heaven. Today, Levi is united. He lives up to his name. He is united to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Today, Levi is joined together with all the angels and the saints of heaven. His willingness to love and be loved, his openness to joy, his refusal to judge others, his complete dependence on God. This is the faith of Jesus Christ. This is the path of salvation. And if Levi is showing us how to be joined together with Jesus Christ, then he's also showing us how to be united to one another. Complete dependence on God as a community, refusing to judge another human being, open to joy no matter what the world throws at us. and a willingness to love and be loved. This is the path Jesus allows us to follow, a path that Levi is showing us today. And if Levi's interruptions are minutes we never get back, thank God. Thank God. I wouldn't trade them for anything. Levi's interruption into this world is literally news of hostages being released, not from a barricaded embassy, but freed from corruption, freed from the brokenness of the world, free from the pain that used to engulf us and the death with which humanity could not escape. His news is the news of Jesus Christ, in which corruption is overcome and brokenness is overcome and life reigns. Levi's baptism today interrupts that brokenness with the news that we can indeed be united to Jesus Christ. Now, I know that we don't always appreciate in this world interruptions, but maybe that's our fault. Maybe we're out of tune with the message that an interruption might bring. So the next time your life is interrupted, stop and consider what lesson might be there. And especially when your life is interrupted by babies and children, open your eyes, open your ears. They might just be uniting you to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.